Welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad that you could make it tonight. Good job getting out of your warm houses and into your cars and coming down. And well, see, your car has a heater. And actually, I think our car was warmer than our house. So, you know, whatever. But well done to make it here, especially, you know, guys down the front here with your little ones. Good work getting out in the cold and getting here. Awesome. It is good to be in the house of God, amen. It is good to be here. Woo! Okay, all right. So last week, we shared a message on the power of together and just how important it is that we gather together as God's people and how much power there is in it and how, like, you know, it's not just a good idea to attend a church service. It's not just a good idea to be in church, but there's actually power in coming together as God's people, and it's about what we bring. So remember, we bring ourselves, we bring our attitude, and we bring our friends, yeah? So that was last week. This week, I want to kind of continue that topic. So if you're writing notes, then you could put power of together two, or that's pretty creative, I know. Or, you know, I'm going to go to Fast and the Furious. They've got six, so I can maybe get this to six. No, not really going to. This one's called Two Together, Two Furious. No, I don't know. Whatever. So what I want to talk tonight about, though, is, you know, how we can take that together, not just have it on the Sunday when we come together in this building, but how we can expand it from there and how it affects our life every day. Is that cool? Good. I'm going to pray. God, I just thank you so much for your presence here tonight. Thank you that we can come together and we can worship you and that there is just power in that, God. And I just pray that right now you would speak to us through your word, that you would just give us some real clear things. And God, that every single one of us would hear something from you tonight and leave here with something different in our hearts, God. Amen. Awesome. So being together is not just about attending a service. It is awesome that we are all here tonight and it's powerful, but it needs to be an everyday thing, yeah? You know, it's not just a community that's here in church, but we need to be together outside of these walls, and that's what it really means to be a community of faith, yeah? And us being together today on the Sunday, it needs to affect, you know, Monday, Tuesday, you know, the rest of the week, yeah? Is that good? Are you with me so far? Good. So last week we talked about what you can bring when we come together. Yep. This week we're going to talk about what you can take. Ooh, it's pretty good, hey? It's very deep. Come on, just take a moment just to revel in that. So not like what I can consume from church, but what I can carry with me in the week. What I can take when we gather together, what I can take in my heart and in my life, out into my workplace, into my home, into uni or school or wherever you're at, what you can take with you of the kingdom and of that togetherness that is going to impact your life and the lives of the people around you. Is that all right? So turn with me in your Bible to John chapter 4. And we're going to talk about this little story today, which is, you know, if you've been around church, you would have heard this before, maybe, probably, but it doesn't matter because it's a good story and the word is alive. So, you know, you can read the same story a million times. And it's this story about a Samaritan woman that meets with Jesus at a well. And like, you know, Jesus is there at the well and he's hanging out, and this woman comes up to the well to get water, and Jesus has this conversation with her, and she, you know, she's, you know, a bit messed up and all this stuff, and Jesus really hits her heart. And I'm not going to go into all of that tonight because it's not the point that I want to get out of it this evening. So you can read it for yourself. It's in John chapter 4 in all of our Bibles. So it's pretty easy. But this woman has an encounter with Jesus, and it's a powerful thing, yeah? And Jesus tells her about her life and speaks and challenges her heart. But what I'm really interested tonight in is what she takes from that encounter. What she takes from that time where she's with Jesus. I think it's interesting that they meet at a well. Because sometimes maybe you come to church and you feel empty, and then hopefully you leave full. Yeah, you come to church and you're like, I'm really hungry for God. I really need His word in my life. And then you are filled up, and then you go out. Yeah, and nobody goes and lives at a well. You don't live at the well. You get the water and you go back to your home where you live. Yeah. Now we don't understand. We have taps in our houses, and you know, I hope that you do. But, you know, so we don't get this whole philosophy of walk to the well, get your water, take it back. But I think it's really, really interesting that Jesus decides this is the spot I'm going to sit. And he knows, obviously, he's Jesus. He knows this woman's going to come and he's going to have this encounter with her, and he's going to talk to her and he's going to share who he is with her, which he doesn't do very often. But he tells this woman plainly that he is the Messiah. And they're going to have this powerful encounter, but then she is going to go again back to her town. And I think we need to, you know, let's get excited that when we come together, but let's not just get caught up in the coming together. Let's not just live at the well, but let's go from the well full, so that we can then give out, yeah? This woman comes with just an empty jar of water, and then it says that she leaves the jar behind. She has been filled up with this living water, which is so much more than what she came to the well to get, and she goes from there back to her town excited and tells everybody about Jesus who she has met. And it's just this great story. And so tonight I want to talk about what we can take from the well, if that's cool. Like we're here, and it's this powerful thing where we can have an encounter with Jesus, and it's so exciting that every time we gather together we can have an encounter with Jesus. But then it's what we take back to our community. Yeah, now what's our approach? Because we have the same opportunity as this woman. You know, she has an encounter with Jesus and then she takes it back to her community. And we have that same opportunity every single week. We come together, we draw from the well, we have this encounter, and then we go out, yeah? And so, what can we take? Yeah, okay? Good? Are you with me? You glad you came to church tonight? Good. I'm glad that I came to church tonight. Hope that you're glad that I came to church tonight. Okay, good. We've covered all of that. We're good. Okay, so number one, the first thing that you can take. So the last thing that you could bring last week was a friend. The first thing that you can take is a friend. Yeah, awesome. That's pretty easy. You know, double up, then you don't have to remember so much. So last week we talked about bringing a friend to that encounter, to the togetherness, yeah? And this week I want to talk about taking a friend, because, you know, here we don't want to just be Sunday friends. You know, we're building a community of faith. We're people gathered together, God's people, His church, His body, His family, yeah? And so we don't want to just be, you know, Sunday family or Sunday friends. But let's be everyday family and everyday friends, yeah? Where we can be a genuine community, yeah? Where, you know, when you leave this place, do you forget about all the people that are in the room? No, someone's like, yeah, I do. I can't even remember anybody. Now, or do you keep them in, like, your prayer and in your heart? And do you hang out? Do you go to a life group? Do you have that connection with people because you believe in them and you care about them? And it's not just about coming and being here on a Sunday, but it's about day-to-day community of believers gathering together, yeah? And so that's what I think it really means to be together. There's power in gathering as a church and as the local church and being here, but there is power in doing that in the week. There is power in sending a text message to encourage someone, or having lunch, or just being together in our life. You know, a lot goes on in your life that doesn't happen here on a Sunday. That makes sense, doesn't it? We're only here for like an hour and a bit on a Sunday night. You know, a couple of hours if you come out for dinner. And so that's not very much time. And then what, we're supposed to fend for ourselves for the whole rest of the week? That's not what being a Christian is about. You know, the life following Christ is not supposed to be lived alone. So let's be people who build that community and who be proactive about it. I think we can come to church and we can be like, oh, nobody spoke to me, or whatever, or nobody texted me this week. Andrew said that people should text encouragement, and I haven't got one encouraging text, and it's Thursday. Like, let's not be like that, but let's be proactive, yeah? Why don't you be the one that starts it with something? Why don't you be the one that is proactive and just makes that effort? I know it's extra effort, but that's what it takes to build the kingdom, amen? It takes a bit of effort, and you know, you probably got free text messages anyway, or just Facebook or something. Like, it doesn't take that much effort, but let's be people that care about each other, yeah? You know, it says in Psalm, I read this Psalm the other day. It's a really short Psalm, 133. And it's just a short little Psalm. Really short. It's only three verses. So if you're like one of those one chapter a day for your reading plan, then use this one someday this week. You're covered. It's only three verses long. Sweet. No, don't do that. Come on. Get some word. But it's really, really cool. I want to read it. It says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard. That's why I have the facial hair. We pour the oil. No, it doesn't happen. Come on, guys. Running down on Aaron's beard, down the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. This is a pretty cool little passage, and it sounds nice. You read it and you're like, okay, it's about unity and that's good. And I was thinking about it, but I was like, what is the Jew of Hermon? What is with the oil on Aaron's beard? Like, why this guy Aaron? Who cares about Aaron's oily beard? Like, what's going on? Okay, you with me? But these are fair questions. I don't know. Maybe you know already. Who knows already, Dad? Yeah, Bernie. So Aaron is the priest, yeah, the high priest, the one that was connecting to God, and the oil poured on him is like the spirit, yeah. So what it's saying is that when we live together in unity, it is like the spirit of God pouring out on us. And Hermon was this mountain that like these rivers ran all the way through Israel. And so the Jew on Hermon is like water that gives life to all the people. Cool picture, hey. And then Zion, that's like, you know, that's Zion. That's us gathered, the church, God's people, Mount Zion. That's where God's presence is. And so saying this river of living water. Whoa. Whoa. That was in the bit in John. Come on. It pours out on the presence of God and God's people, and the Spirit is poured out when God's people live together in unity. How good is the Word of God, amen? And so it says, there God bestows His blessing, even life forevermore. So let's not be just, let's hang out together on Sunday, but then whatever. But let's be people that live together in unity, amen? So that God's blessing would be poured out and the oil would be dripping and the water would be flowing, and it's exciting, yeah? Amen? So we need to be people that will take a friend. Is that all right? So not, like, I hope that you get this. I hope that you don't take this word take and think that I mean like, okay, I come to church and I want to take things. Because that's not what I'm talking about. It's not about consuming a service. It's about, you know, taking people in your heart with you and in your life and on that journey with you and bringing together as God's people. We carry each other. We support each other. So take a friend, yeah? The next thing that I think that you need to take is you need to take your faith. Good? All right. You know, this woman has this powerful encounter with Jesus, and she talks to him, and he tells her all this stuff about her life, and then he plainly, Jesus says, you know, I'm the Messiah. And she has this faith in him, like straight away. And she takes it with her, and she goes and she starts to share with all the people in her town. Now, she's had like the four divorces or whatever, and you know, I don't know how much the people in her town would listen to her, because she's not in a position where many people are going to respect what she's saying. But there is something about her faith that brings people to Jesus. There's something about her faith that goes beyond her circumstance and beyond what's happened in her life. But she starts to share with them just the simple things that Jesus has said to her. And that faith stirs people, yeah? And it's exciting. And it's this faith in Him that isn't just left at the well. She's not like, whoa, it was such a good day in church today. And then tomorrow, that's whatever. Yeah? She doesn't leave her faith at the well. And I think it's a challenge for us not to leave our faith at church. Don't come into church and be like, yes, we're here, the kingdom, it's exciting, it's great. Ooh, I'm expectant. You know, I come every Sunday and I want to be expectant that God's going to do something. Amen? And I think that's how we should all come to church, is bring that expectation, bring that faith. But let's take it with us as well, yeah? Do we have that same faith in the day-to-day life? Do we have that same faith when we go out that we had when we came in, yeah? Do I expect that God's going to move in my workplace as much as I expect that He's going to move in His church? Yeah? Because God is God. He doesn't care if I am at church or at work or whatever. He's still God. He can still move. He is still powerful. But I think we need to have our faith and our expectation with us so that God can do something, amen? And not just leave it here on the stage or on the seat when you go. You know, we put out the cards, which we don't do very much anymore because usually they're just left on the seat. But don't leave your faith on the seat, but take it with you, yeah? Put it in your bag. Take it out the door, yeah? Is that all right? All right. 1 Thessalonians 5. I want to just read that. I just need to remember what it says, so I'm going to read it. No, it's talking about... it's saying, like, we don't know when God is going to come. Yeah, he's saying, we don't know when Jesus is going to come. Everyone's saying this stuff, but we don't know. And it says in verse 4, but you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so this day should surprise you. We're children of the light, okay? So don't be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. It says, for those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. He says, you know, we have this world that is asleep and that doesn't understand and that is drunk. Like, that's basically what he's saying. But we are children of light. And so let's put on our faith as a breastplate. Let's cover our heart in faith every day as we go out. Not just have faith here, you know, not just like, oh, I'm believing that God's going to do something here in church, which is a powerful thing, but let's put it on every day, that breastplate of faith and love and hope of salvation as a helmet, yeah, and take it with us into our week, yeah. Let's be people that build our own faith. You know, read the Word of God every day. You know, you have a Bible, I have a Bible. If you don't, there are free apps and websites. And, you know, if you can't get onto the internet, then come and talk to me and I'll give you a Bible. But I'm pretty sure everybody can, you know, get on the internet. You know, it's easy and so easy to get the Word of God into your life, yeah? All it takes is us to make that effort. So let's make that effort, yeah? I talked about being proactive in, you know, taking a friend. But be proactive in taking your faith, you know? Be proactive in your time with God and in just getting God's Word and His faith into your heart and into your life every day. Don't, you know, you can come to the well anytime. It doesn't have to just be here on a Sunday. You've got the tap in your house. Yeah? Just turn it on, have a drink. Yeah? That's the Word of God that's there for us every single day so we can get into it and we can stir our faith. Yeah? Not relying just on this togetherness, but, you know, have your time with God. encourage someone, encourage each other, get to life group and get that midweek fill up. I don't know. Just, you know, let's be people that take our faith with us and that build our faith, yeah? Because that's the power of it, yeah? And the power of being together is not just about this, but it's about our whole life and our whole week and being filled with the faith of God. Amen? Cool. All right. You still there? All right. So the third thing that we need to take is that we need to take Jesus with us. Yeah? You know, people that are in your life are going to meet Jesus in you long before they meet him in a church service, yeah? I don't know, but not many people just walk in to church randomly, like, I've never met a Christian in my life, but I've decided that today I should come to church. You know what happens? But I don't think we should rely on that to reach our city, because it's not a very efficient method. And people are not going to hear about the love of God unless you tell them about it. So, you know, we need to take Jesus with us. I love that this lady, she gets just touched by God, and she just receives the mercy and the grace of Jesus, and then she just takes it with her. And she goes to the town, and she says, you've got to meet this guy. Could he be the Messiah? Could he be the guy that we have read about for thousands of years, and that we think maybe he's going to come, and we're waiting for him, and we're waiting. He says, I've met this guy. And I think he's it. And he told me everything about my life. Come and meet him. You know, she doesn't just sit there at the well and just hang out with Jesus. But when she goes, she takes Jesus with her, yeah? And then she brings her friends, yeah? So we need to be people who will carry Jesus with us every day. Just in the way that we live, and in having your heart filled with his spirit, yeah? Having that filled to overflowing. You know, this well, I think, is a really powerful image. Because you go to the well and you take your empty jar and you put it in and you bring it out and there's water, yeah? And then you take that water. And we need to be people that fill our jar to overflowing, yeah? So that it overflows out of our heart and out of our life, yeah? Does Jesus overflow out of you? Let's take Jesus with us. And when you go to work tomorrow, take him with you. But in the way that you talk to people, in the way that you interact with whoever you're talking to and whoever you're dealing with, does Jesus just come out a little bit? Just a little bit of Jesus came out just then, I'm sorry. Like, is that how you live? You know, just a bit of Jesus came out. Whoops. No? All right. No whoops about it, that's right. You know, just like that grace come out, or love come out, or passion, or excitement about the kingdom, or devotion to God, or willingness to sacrifice, or love for people. Does that just overflow a little bit in your life because you're so filled up? You know, we come together and we get filled. So let's get filled to overflowing so that Jesus will just come out a little bit when we're walking around, amen? When we're doing our life, yeah? You know, it says in Luke 6, in verse 45, when I can get there, I wanted to read a little bit around it. It says, no good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. Good people bring good things out of the good stirred up in their heart, and evil people bring evil things out of the evil stored up in their heart. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. This is a famous scripture, and for good reason, because it's such a powerful principle that whatever I will fill my heart with is going to come out. Now, I love that it says, you know, good people and then evil people, but it's what's the heart is what determines that good or evil. And so we have that power to fill our hearts with whatever we want. Yeah, we have that choice, we have that power to fill our hearts. And when we fill it with Jesus, that's what will overflow from our lips. Not, oh, the Bible says you shouldn't do that. that's being filled with the law. Yeah. But being filled with Jesus means that you care for people and you love people, and the words that come out of your mouth are encouragement and grace. You know, look at, if you don't understand it, then read some Gospels and start to get the way that Jesus spoke to people. You know, the only people that Jesus told off were religious people, yeah? So let's not get worried about that, yeah? Let's be people who are filled with Jesus so that people are encouraged. And that overflow is love and peace and grace and all of those good things, yeah? And we can take that with us. It's such an easy thing and it's a powerful thing that we can take Jesus with us from this place into our world, amen? So I'm just going to finish up, but I hope that we would get something from this and something from God's word, that we would understand that there is power in us being together. But that togetherness is not just about a Sunday service where we're here together. It is great that we are here together. But it's not just about that, amen? But it's about what we take from this place. Let's take each other in our hearts. Let's take our faith with us. And let's take Jesus overflowing, amen? Amen? Cool. I'm going to pray. God, I just thank you so much for your word. And we just thank you for your son, Jesus. God, that he is God and he gave himself for us. God, help us to understand that more. Help us to be more like him. Help us to fill our hearts with you so that that's what overflows. God, help us to be people that genuinely want to build a community of faith, who genuinely care for each other, and God, that we would love each other like you have loved us. God, I don't know, but put someone on our heart this week. Help us to be proactive in taking a friend with us this week. Maybe it's in prayer, maybe it's to catch up or do something, but you know, help us, God, to be that community that's together and that understands the power of it, God. Fill us with faith so that when we go from here, God, we're not just spent, but we're expectant. Help us to be expectant in our workplace. Help us to be expectant in our university. Help us to be expectant wherever we are, God, that you will move and that you will use us for your glory. God, that like that woman, we would go, and it wouldn't be judgment that we talk, but it would be, have you met this Jesus guy? Because he knows everything about me, but he loves me anyway. God, help us to get that more and more, and that would pour out of our hearts and out of our lives every single day. Thank you, Lord. And before we finish up, we give an opportunity every week to get right with God, to invite Jesus into our hearts. And, you know, the first step to being overflowing with Jesus is to let him in the first place, yeah. Right now, it's that moment at the well when, you know, the woman comes and Jesus shares with her and gives her that grace. And so, I don't know where you're up to. Maybe, you know, you've made a decision to follow Jesus before, but you feel far from him. Or maybe you've never really done that. I don't know. But we always give this opportunity. We always pray this prayer together. So it's going to come up on the screen, and we're going to pray it together because there's power in togetherness. Amen. And it's all of us, because it's not supposed to be alone. It's supposed to be all of us together. So let's all pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life, and I'll follow you. Amen. If you prayed that and maybe that was fresh for you or the first time, or I don't know, then talk to the person that you came with. Come and grab someone and say, hey, that really meant something to me tonight, because we're serious about it. Hey, togetherness is not a message. And I hope that you understand that. It's not a couple of messages that were a good idea and some illustrations and a point. But it is living for Jesus, and it's the whole deal, yeah? So let's do it together, not just now, but every day. So talk to someone if you said that tonight, amen? Thanks, guys. Let's do a song to finish.